So we're going to give you an update now on those elections yesterday around the country, a series of ballot measures, some races. Turnout, of course, low in each state, depending upon the issue. So it's hard to really gauge national trends. But we're going to give it a shot. There were two governor's races. A Democrat won by a slim margin in Kentucky, and a Republican took the seat in Mississippi. That leaves the GOP with 29 governors overall, and the Democrats with 20. Rhode Island has an independent governor, so stands alone there. A win for the Democratic Party on two fronts: controversial ballot measures that would ban abortion in Mississippi, that was defeated, and reduce union power in Ohio, that was also defeated, both viewed as wins for the Democrats. But voters in Ohio did reject a key provision of Obama's health care law, so that's perceived as a mixed result for the Democrats there in Ohio. Join us to talk about the situation in Ohio and nationally is our friend Jordan Fabian. He's the political editor at Univision. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning.
And our good friend Bill Cohen, State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio, joins us. Bill Cohen, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So Ohio is the swing state here in play, and a lot happened yesterday. What do you think this says about the electorate's predilection for 2012? They don't like the health care plan much, but they're certainly pro-union.
Yes, at least in this instance, the voters, by a whopping margin, it was like 61% to 39%, said they thought that this new collective bargaining law went way too far. There were a lot of different provisions, but just a few of them to show you how strong it was. It would have banned strikes by all public employees. It would have required all public employees to pay at least 15% of their health care. It was going to add job performance as a factor in layoffs and pay, and probably the biggest one, I thought, in long-running impasses, it basically said management gets the final say. So the voters said overall, as a pack, they weren't allowed to pick and choose from one provision or another. They either had to vote it all up or vote it all down. And by a whopping margin, they said it went too far and they voted it down. So, liberals and Democrats voted yes, but even it looks like a fairly big chunk of even Republicans voted to get rid of this law.
That's interesting. We're talking with Bill Cohen, State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio. He's in Columbus, Ohio. Bill, is this perceived as a defeat for Governor Kasich? And does it show the quality of the organization there in Ohio looking forward to 2012?
Yes, it's a big defeat for Governor Kasich. This was one of his premier issues because he said we've got to let the cities and schools and even state government curb their labor expenses so they can hold down taxes and that'll attract jobs and new companies. So this was one of his big items. He said this was how cities and schools were going to survive big state budget cuts. And now they don't have these tools. So he's worried about mass layoffs by cities and schools or perhaps local tax hikes. He doesn't like either option. So a big setback for the governor. It certainly does symbolize a re-energizing of the unions. As one veteran union organizer who I've known for 40 years, he told me recently at a rally, we were basically comatose. The union movement was dead, and thank goodness for Republicans and the governor who pushed this law through. It re-energized us, he said.
We're talking with Bill Cohen, State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio. Jordan Fabian, political editor at Univision. Do you see some re-energized Democrats down in the state of Mississippi as that personhood ballot measure was overturned?
Definitely. I think this really spoke to progressive activists and pro-choice activists. More than anything else. Abortion's really been a low-key issue on the campaign so far. We've obviously talked about the economy and jobs, but I think national Democrats definitely took this as a victory, although the politics at the local level were a little bit different. Both the Democratic and Republican nominees for governor supported this measure, and it was defeated. And on the other hand, Haley Barbour, the former Republican governor there, he cast doubt on the measure. So on a local level, it was a little more complex, but I think on Democrats on national level are definitely taking this as a victory.
There are national implications of that terrifically exciting and unexpected recall in the state of Arizona. Give me a sense of what happened there, Jordan.
Yeah, this has really energized the Latino voters and the people I've talked to, pro-immigration advocates. Russell Pierce, the state senate president, one of the most influential state politicians, went down in a recall election, 53 to 45% last night. The results aren't final, but he's expected to lose. He lost to another Republican, but Pierce was the architect of the state's controversial immigration law, which really rankled the law of natural Democrats and Latinos. And this was really taken as a rejection of that sort of policy,
Jordan,
those policies have been adopted by other states.
Let's look at it really closely here, that situation for Pierce in Arizona. Jordan Fabian, do you think that this represents the Republicans attempting to put a different face out there, anticipating Latino voters in 2012? Or is this a triumph of, organization in the state actually pulling off this recall?
Well, I think that Pierce really had trouble with his own campaign, and that really contributed to his downfall. Notice that also in this race, an issue, he was tied in with the scandal at the Fiesta Bowl that improperly accepted political donations. And he also encouraged a Mexican immigrant named Olivia Cortez to get on the ballot to help siphon away votes from his opponent. And that was very controversial once that was found out. So I think this is an effect of Pierce running an ineffective campaign, and also his opponent, Jerry Lewis, a Republican, presenting a more moderate image on immigration. Like, that can't be ignored. And, yeah, sure, the national Republicans might want to take that as an example heading into the 2012 election.
All right, Jordan Fabian, before we go, any states that you see likely to swing or switch based on the results yesterday looking at 2012?
I think the state Senate results in Virginia are going to give Democrats a bit of consternation. Now, the chamber has not flipped yet. That hinges on the outcome of one state Senate election, but just the fact of the matter that Democrats controlled the chamber before and now it's up in the air should give natural Democrats some pause before going back there. Obviously, President Obama won that state in 2008.
Jordan Fabian, political editor at Univision, talking with us from Washington, D.C. Bill Cohen, is Ohio going to swing?
It's hard to tell. We're such a swing state. Polls show support for Obama is lukewarm, but when you match him up against all the Republican hopefuls, he beats them by a few points.
The 2011 snapshot from Ohio from our good friend Bill Cohen, State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio in Columbus. There's your update.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.